This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Lee Fire is now the fifth largest in state history. It's burned over 116,000 acres and is only 7% contained. Over 1,000 firefighters are working to put it out as a state of emergency is still in effect. Residents have been evacuated in Rio Blanco County around the town of Meeker. That includes Jeff Broughton, his wife, and two kids who all went to Steamboat Springs.
I hope I don't ever have to do it again because it's pretty scary when it gets that close to home and you're like, what do we do? Pack up what we need essential-wise and hope for the best.
A community meeting about the fire takes place tonight at 7 p.m. at Colorado Mountain College. Meanwhile, the Garfield County RE2 School District canceled the first day of school today due to the fires and poor air quality. It will try to reopen on Wednesday. Protections for long-distance train routes like the Southwest Chief are gaining steam in Congress. This after a failed attempt 6 years ago to replace sections of the route in southern Colorado with a bus line. Sean Jeans Gale at the Rail Passenger Association says the protections will help, but the biggest threat to the trains is time.
We're racing the clock here.
That's because Jeans Gale says with years of deferred maintenance and upgrades, many of the trains and cars are on their last leg.
So you're going to just see shorter trains, less seats. That obviously reduces the financial performance of these trains. And then you're the frog in the boiling water.
Amtrak has also asked Congress this year for hundreds of millions of dollars to address backlogs in the system. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.